Okay, well, thank you, Thane and Rochelle. Shively, right? Did I pronounce that correct?
Yes. Yep, that's
okay.
Correct.
And I'm laughing right now inside because you're the one who's jumping on here and saying how to pronounce your husband's last name. I'm presuming it.
Well, we have to correct it a lot, so we're used to it.
I get it. For 51 years I've been correcting Vance, and you think it would be that difficult, but I get you.
Yep.
Rochelle, let's jump right on into things if we can. For those of you who are new to NECAN or new to Saturday AM Live, I want to just start out by saying we don't make any medical claims. Okay, and I know, Rochelle, when you share your story, it's just simply your story. NECAN products are synergistically created from this research and development company since 1975 to basically enhance what's out there in nature, just simply bring it into our homes, because most of us don't want to be like a cave person going back out and living that life. I mean, I guess you can, but most of us don't want to do that. We have homes, and we live in a civilized society, so we want to live in our homes. But the downside is a lot of times we're missing out on what's out there in nature. And I know for you, Rochelle, clean water was a big part of it, and that we're focusing on, World Water Month, I guess is what it's called. So tell us about your journey and where you were at and kind of what happened.
Okay. Well, my story starts when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I had some pains. I didn't know it at the time because I was little, but my kidney was hurting me. It started at bladder infections at that time. So I just complained that my tummy hurt, and my parents took me into the doctor. They did a test and found out I had a bladder infection. So, of course, they gave me my antibiotics and sent me home, and that did take care of it at the time. And then from then on out, it seemed like twice a year. It was like every 6 months I would get an infection. And as I grew older through grade school, it started happening more frequently. I was still getting these bladder infections. I grew up in Pocatello, Idaho. The water quality there is horrible. Didn't know it, didn't even occur to me or my family that drinking the water is what is not helping. I got into junior high, and these bladder infections were so frequently that I wasn't catching them at bladder infections anymore. That it would get so bad it would go straight to my kidneys. And I was in this excruciating pain. I don't know if anybody else has had kidney infections, but it hurts to breathe, it hurts to roll over, it hurts to walk. Any movement just pounds on your kidneys, and it hurts so bad. So I would, again, for all of these infections, go to the doctor, I'd get a new antibiotic, and with the kidney infections, they give you a pain pill as well. So I was taking an antibiotic and a pain pill. So they'd send me home, I'd do that, and throughout this, I missed a lot of school. And when I got into high school, so it would take care of those when I was younger, but having them so frequently and having a new antibiotic and a new pain pill, by the time I got into high school, these infections were so frequent that I was having them every month, and it felt like they were never going away. And every new antibiotic and pain pill that they gave me, I would break out in hives. I'd get even sicker. So I was allergic to the medication, and I would have to go back in and get another one. And I didn't have insurance, so all this was coming out of pocket. And those medications are very expensive. I remember one of them, they told me it was $700, and I about died. And I was like, no, I can't afford that. I'm not going to take it. And so they give me something else, and I try it, and I tried so many different kinds of antibiotics and pain pills, and I even had my friends at the time, like, you're always sick. Are you making this up? And, you know, I was like, I don't know why I'm always sick. I can't help it. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And
Rochelle, can I ask a quick question there?
Yeah.
I missed, at what age were you when your friends were asking you if you're... Because that we see that often in our culture today, that some people... And I don't think we truly intend to do it, but we become whatever ailment or whatever, you know, we're dealing with. And some people actually would ask that question, are you making this up? Because it seems like this is your identity. This is your call to arms, your badge of honor. What age were you at this point?
Yeah, I was 16. I was in high school. I was, I believe, a sophomore, junior in high school. When my friends were like, you are always sick, because I had missed so much school because I was sick all the time and I didn't feel good. And so, yeah, it's rough in high school to miss that much school. It's hard to keep up.
No, I get it. My wife, Stacy, missed almost a full semester of university because of a parasite. And, you know, you do what you got to do. So, I don't want to shorten your story because it really draws the point of how great sometimes a solution can be when you discover it. So you're spending a ton, or your parents are spending a ton of money on medication, on all this stuff. Carries right into college days, into marriage, because I know where you're going with this, because your wonderful husband has shared with me this story, and I just stood there and went, wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it gets crazier. So after high school, I finished, I graduated, I met Thane. He came home from a mission, and we started dating and decided to get married. And all through this, I was on medications on and off, and when we got married, he had no idea how much medical debt I was in when he had to take on my bills. And it was crazy. So getting married didn't stop these infections. I continued to have them, and I was pretty sick. I think Saint's family was surprised at how sick I could get and be a lot. And even Thane, he had no clue. And
this was like I think it's Gomer Pyle, Jim Neighbors. Surprise, surprise. Thane had no idea what he was signing on to, right? You finally speak up.
Well, I've been seated the whole time because I didn't want to interrupt my wife telling her story, but I jokingly tell everybody that she was a medical train wreck looking for a place to happen.
And what, Rochelle, again, I want to go back and put a marker here. What age were you when you guys got married?
I had just turned 20, just barely.
Okay, and then... I know Nikan as the solution, not the answer, because, again, I want to be really cautious. Just because you had this experience, and just because, literally, we were discussing this last night, just because dozens upon dozens of people who have had kidney issues or organ issues or bladder issues, they discover Nikan's solution, and then something wonderful happens, because the body will help itself when we change the environment. So
yeah.
What happened?
So I got pregnant with my daughter, and throughout my pregnancy, I continued to have infections, and when I was 5 months pregnant with her, I had kidney stones on top of all of this. I was so sick. I had lost a ton of weight. I just couldn't keep anything down. I was so sick. So I ended up going to the emergency room one night, and they found out kidney stones. They're like, there's nothing we can do. You're pregnant. We can't do anything. You have to pass them yourself, which was excruciating. I later found out that was way worse than giving birth. But there's just, they couldn't help me. And so I continued to deal with this. My daughter was born. She was a very colicky baby. I don't know if that had anything to do with all the problems I had while being pregnant with her, but when she was about 10 months old, I just could not get rid of any of these infections and always on medication. So we went to a different doctor, and with my history, he just told me, he says, your kidney is not functioning, and it took a really hard tax on it when I was pregnant, because not only was it just dealing with me, but it was dealing with another human being, one kidney, two people, and it just, it wasn't functioning. And he recommended me that very night to go get on kidney dialysis and eventually get on a kidney transplant list. And I, you know, without not having insurance, so much debt, and my mom is a nurse, I knew how much kidney dialysis was and how it's not a long-term solution. And I didn't want to go that route. And he told me, no more kids. It's too hard on my body. No more. I was lucky to be alive. My daughter was lucky to have survived. And so, I don't know. I'm a stubborn Italian, and I just looked at that doctor, and I said, no, I'll find something. You won't see me in here again. And we left the office, and Thane started checking into stuff, and we found out at that exact time, Mecan had come out with their brand new water system. And we had studied about it, read about it, and Thane had found out that the filtering abilities of this water system filtered like a kidney dialysis machine. And we thought, that's it. That's got to help. So we decided to buy it, try it, and I got on all the nutritionals. I used the magnetics on my, I placed them right over my kidney, right over my bladder, and left them there for months. And at this point, I started spacing out those infections. I was not getting them as often. They started spreading out over a month, and then into 2 months and 3 months, and they went away eventually. After a few months, everything went away. I started getting my health back and felt great. And after that, I've got 3 boys that we've added to our family. And I had absolutely 0 complications with my health with those 3 boys.
Okay, now I want to kind of unpack that just a little bit, if we can.
Okay.
Because you never mentioned, again, I want to see if we can put another marker here, not your age, but did they ever, when they suggested you going on kidney dialysis, and I know your case was extreme, there's a lot of folks that maybe they can relate to this because they've had a kidney stone or whatever, but did they ever tell you at what level your kidney was functioning down to? There's usually a percentage marker.
Yeah, Thane remembers that part. I don't. I was...
Yeah, I'm all into the details, Vance. I remember numbers. But we went to a urologist in Pocatello, and he did a battery of blood tests and samples and tests and everything else. Anyways, the night she was diagnosed, the urologist said that she only had a 30% functioning capacity of her kidneys. And he continued to say that it would be 5 to 7 years of limited kidney function, and then eventually we'd land on a transplant list. So obviously here we are, you know, Caitlin, she was about 10 months old at the time that Rochelle was diagnosed with this. And with the doctor telling us 5 to 7 years, you know, our youngest is 10. So the 5 to 7 years has long been surpassed 16 years ago.
And you're talking about what, I gotta switch the topic here because I'm going to start getting emotional too. being a parent. Well, I know what complications are like. I've never been pregnant, but Rochelle, you and my 10-year-old in the back seat is laughing. She thinks that's funny. Rochelle, you mentioned that, you know, kidney stones, passing one is, for men, they say that it's equivalent. That's the most extreme thing, the equivalent to giving birth. Because of the intensity. Yeah. And so you've done both. You're one of those people who have experienced both. Three kids later, three healthy, bumbling, you know, boys, and that thing you just said, they're the youngest is 10. So we're talking 10 years has passed. Was it just the water? Was it placing the magnets right directly over the kidney? Who knows? Who cares, right? Is that your point, Rochelle? Okay.
Who cares? But I don't know. I like my water. I like to drink clean water.
And I'm going to guess that... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Jane.
One of the biggest things, she mentioned that the water in Pocatello is absolutely atrocious, and that is not an exaggeration at all. My father-in-law lived in Pocatello, and I remember we went to visit, turned on the water in the kitchen, and immediately you could smell the chlorine. It was that bad. You know, and if I could, I'd like to add a caveat to my wife's story. Something that I remember that scared the ever-loving world out of me. And this is going to actually be quite emotional for me to share because it scared the daylights out of me. But anyways, when she was pregnant with our daughter, our oldest, I was working out of town. I was working up in Montana. And we were living in an apartment complex. And I remember at one point in time, Rochelle was probably 6-7 months pregnant. And I remember coming home late one night. I worked out of town during the week and came home on weekends. And anyhow, walked through the front door of the apartment. And all the lights were off, TV was off, everything was just stone silent. And, you know, of course, I walked in there and started turning on the lights and everything else. And I was looking for my wife because I wanted to see her. And, you know, as I was looking around for her, I couldn't find her, and I looked on the kitchen table, you know, looking for a little note that says, you know, night out with the girls or something of the nature. I didn't find anything. So then I started calling out to her, you know, and I couldn't find her. And finally, I heard a very, very faint, "I'm in here." And I figured out exactly where it was coming from, and she was literally laying on the bathroom floor. And she was so weak and so sick that she barely had enough energy to lift herself up to use the toilet, and then she'd collapse back on the floor. And that is not a sight that you want to see your pregnant wife in. And I believe that was the deal breaker for me to get with the program and get a diagnosis, if you will, to try and figure out exactly what it is that she's dealing with. Because I did not want to watch my pregnant wife waste away and die in front of my eyes. I didn't want to sign up for that class.
And
so that spurred on the idea.
And saying, I remember, for me, and this is not about Vance and Stacy's journey, but for every parent that's out there, or every grandparent, but really about the parents, about the couple, who, when a little life is inside, you want to do, as you said, you don't want to sign up for that class. You do whatever it takes to protect the life of that unborn child. And whatever it took was, I'm going to guess, what drove you to discover Nikin. And to spin this around, and I don't want to make light of the agony that you went through, both of you, but to fast forward to today, again, four amazing children. And I've never, I'm presuming they're amazing, because all children are amazing, and my ours is out of the car now, so I can talk about her without her interrupting, because it all, the world revolves around her.
Without interjecting the truth.
But, you know, when you look at you guys' journey, Rochelle, where, there's so many questions I want to ask, and I know other people would want to ask of you. There's no such thing as a clean bill of health, but I'm going to guess today your kidneys are functioning?
Yeah, they're perfectly functioning, and I have not had a kidney infection, a bladder infection, or kidney stones in 17 years.
And this is, again, I want to go back to the very, very beginning, something that I believe you said started when you were three.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And today, I know I'm not supposed to ask your weight. I don't care what you weigh, but I'm not supposed to ask your age. But what is your age now?
I will be 41 next month.
Okay. So 38 years of an issue, and now nothing else. And then answer this question for me. What would you say to people who might have a, you know, a kidney issue or a bladder issue, or, you know, how strongly would you be for them just investigate it as Thane did and discover Nikin's PIMAG water solutions, not just for drinking, the waterfall, the shower head, the water bottle. What would you say to those folks?
It doesn't even hurt to try it. Just try it. You will be so surprised at how important clean water is. Just try it. You don't like it, you don't have to drink it, but what's it going to hurt to even just try it? So important.
So,
clean water is so important.
Yeah, and I know, again, and I want to focus back in on that we have what we call in the developed countries worldwide wellness or worldwide water awareness month. I don't know the exact term they call it, but as I've been reading the last few days, all these stats, how many people around the world don't have access to clean water, but we do, and we think it's super clean because it's coming out of the tap, because we have EPA standards and, you know, this, that, and the other. And the beautiful thing is we do. However, mm-hmm. As Olaf has taught us in the Frozen 2 movie that Disney, and again, the 10-year-old is giggling, water has memory. Water has memory. I think he says that five or six times in that movie. And every time I went, it's true. Water does have memory, and it wants to go back to its natural state, but when we alter it, and I know scientifically the research is out there, what a system like Nikin does, and there's lots of other systems that are out there, none for the price of a PIMAG waterfall, especially when you buy it in a water pack. But I love your strong suggestion of just try it. What have you got to lose? What have you, you know, what have you got to gain? Everything. And for the price and all that. I'm going to give you the last word. Why are you, I mean, I understand why you're so passionate. That's a really, really silly and stupid, you know, comment or question. I understand. I get it because of your story. But just trying it what would you say to the person maybe there at wit's end with dialysis or with something else, and they feel like they've tried everything? And it sounds like you tried everything. Well, that Western medicine had, and again, I want to be careful here. and not slam Western medicine or make any medical claims, but it seems a lot just to base it on one solution, and I know you use several. So, last word is yours.
I don't know. I really don't know what to say. If I just, I don't know, for the health of my children and us, I see the problems of water in other countries. I've seen it, and I feel so bad. I wish I could give everyone a Nikan Thai water machine. It is so sad to see the health of so many people that I feel can be helped with just really clean water. I mean, I even give our pets this water. I don't even let them drink the tap water. So, I don't know. I feel really strongly about good, clean water. It's so important. I mean, your kidneys, they say, are like an oil filter for your vehicle. And it filters out all the junk. And if there's too much junk in your water, and it has to work that hard to filter all that out, it taxes your health so much. So, you know, if you can have a machine that does it for you, so you're drinking the clean stuff, you're saving your kidneys.
Well, I like the way that my friend Charlie Franklin, who worked with the University of Virginia in their ag department, studying all different kinds of things. His business is called Waterworks. He says, you know, when it comes to air and water filtration, you either have an external unit or your body and our organs become that unit. And that's so true. And I love that analogy that, you know, it's like an oil filter. Yeah, that's the way God designed our bodies, that they would filter out all this stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in our water that we don't know. I see what's in the top of our waterfall, you know, usually 2 to 3 months after I change the filter, when it's time to change the next one, I see all that crud that's coming right out of the tap. And I, you know, as a first responder, you know, as a volunteer firefighter, I see what comes out of the filter in our water tender. Men, how are Army men getting into our water supply?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a whole, I don't know where it's at now, but we had a whole shoebox full of stuff that we pulled out of the filter out of our 3,000-gallon water tender. And this is, now sometimes we're drafting out of creeks and streams and that kind of thing, but most of the time we're pulling water out of a hydrant. And how are, you know, things like ball bearings and Army men. That was, I'm still thinking, I can see that little green Army guy, just like the ones in Disney Pixar's Toy Story. So, anyway, it's all in there. And even the stuff we can't see is in there. But, Thane, Rochelle, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story. I really, really appreciate it. And I want to encourage folks, if you don't have even a Nikan water bottle, check it out. Take both Thane and Rochelle's advice and their suggestion strongly. Really should check it out. Do your body a favor, because you never know what you're going to prevent. And the discounts right now with the water pack are really, really stellar. And again, it's not just about what we're drinking. When we warm up the body that we, that we bathe or shower in, our pores are just like a dry sponge. They absorb all that stuff. And it's amazing what you can prevent. Your skin is our skin is our largest organ, so it really, it helps to look at that as well. So, but again.
Hey, Vance.
Yes, go ahead, Thane.
I just thought of something. it's actually a solid testimony about the water bottle. Real quick, 2 minutes or less. Anyways, down in Florida, 2004. Hurricane Katrina came through and tried to take Florida off the map. I was down there doing some repair work, and I had a water bottle with me because I do not like the flavor of bottled water that you purchase at the store. It just tastes terrible. So I had a Nikan filter bottle with me, and we were down in Port St. Lucie on at some fairgrounds, basically. It was kind of a nightmare, military barracks at best. We all slept on cots. They told us not to drink any of the water on site. And anyways, off in the distance, there was an alligator pond. And I literally was just filling up my water bottle out of the hydrant there at the fairgrounds. And I was kind of bragging about it at one point in time to some of the other individuals that were there. And they said, oh, you're just getting lucky. Maybe this water here coming out of the tap isn't contaminated from the hurricane. And I says, well, okay, if you believe that this water bottle isn't doing what it should be, then I'm going to up the ante here. And so I literally walked out to the alligator pond. I stuck my finger in the water and stirred up all the dirt and sand and silt and everything else and all the stuff that was floating in the water. And I dipped the water bottle right out of that alligator pond, scooping up all the sludge and stuff that was floating around in that water. And I screwed the lid back on with the filter in it, of course, and I proceeded to drink it. And, of course, they all just, man, you're a clown, you're a fool, you're going to get Giardia, you're going to wish you were dead. You know, you're really, really asking for trouble. And I was down there for a month and a half to 2 months, and I didn't come back because I was sick. I came back because the job was completed. So even at times of severe emergency, that water bottle can prove its merit.
And I would throw in there, children, boys, don't do as Thane did. Do not attempt this at home. Okay? But at the same time, Dr. Walterson, the gentleman who created Meekin's water systems, he did the same thing. It's in the video that I included. I'll make sure Steve posts it on the website. He did the exact same thing with the river from the Singapore, in Singapore. And I don't think it's called the Singapore River, but same thing. And he threw handfuls of soil right from the ground right into the top of the unit. And that was Meekin's Aquapore unit, which was years ago, the predecessor to our waterfall, and the waterfall is even better. But again, I want to be careful because people think, oh, now you just endorse me, you know, when I can't run to the store and get my good, clean bottled water, which is 97%, according to research, 97% of bottled water is tainted. Not because of the bottle. The bottles can be great. It's the caps. They use a lesser-grade plastic in the cap. So, anyhow, don't take my word for it. Just Google it, okay? That's what we tell our kids. Just Google it. If you don't believe your parents, just Google it. It's all out there. or just check Instagram or Facebook, because that's the gospel truth, right? Everything that posts on Facebook or Snapchat, Vine, that's all the truth. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Or if you get sprayed. And I will tell you, the Pimag water does not remove skunk stench. Okay, speaking from experience, but we're not going to go there, all right? Just a few days, and my poor phone will never be the same. I did record that. But, Thane, thank you for that little extra caveat, because it's a wonderful testimony that in a pinch, we don't endorse it, we don't say that you should do this. Meekin will never say to do that. However, in a pinch, what I would suggest, get chlorine tablets, get iodine drops, put them in the water, kill as much as you can, but in a pinch, you'll be pleasantly surprised. It not only impacts the taste, but also the effectiveness in the body. So, anyhow, we could go on and on and on. Thane, Rochelle, thank you for being so real. Thank you for being open and honest, and your encouragement, and I appreciate your friendship over the years and what you're doing to just spread the good news of what these products can do for other people. So, as a reminder, everyone, if you know somebody that maybe what Rochelle and what Thane have shared, their story could be of benefit, SaturdayAMLive.com, and go to the area where it says 2020 recording. That's the tab you're looking for, and their story will be I can't remember if it's near the top or near the bottom, but you'll find it. Thane and Rochelle Shively, and with today's date on it. So thanks again so much. Wish everybody a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon.
It's our pleasure, Ben.